This is ABC Radio National. Amanda Smith with you, and you're listening to Artworks. Any idea what a choreologist is? Well, you're about to meet one. To do that, I have to take you to the headquarters of the Australian Ballet in Melbourne and into a rehearsal of their latest production, Coppalia.
Still running in?
Is a 19th century ballet, and for a long time it, like all ballets, was passed down the generations of dancers, taught from memory by old dancers who'd done it before.
Left foot, right, cross down, up. Okay, good.
A ballet isn't like a play where there's a script for you to learn the lines, or an opera or a symphony where there's a score to follow. Although actually there is a way to write a ballet down, you might be surprised to learn. It's not even all that well known in the dance world that you can do this.
Padabore. Yeah, so Jacob, you come in, then out, down you go, out and in.
Then for Sutanu, down heel, break, looking front. Yeah. Okay, and then you're sharing centre.
At the Australian Ballet, Mark Kay is teaching the dancers Coppalia. He's not doing it from memory, though. He's what's known as a choreologist. Now, choreology, not to be confused with choreography, Mark, is it?
Definitely not. People always say to me, you know, oh, so you choreograph the ballets? And I said, well, no, far from it. Choreology is actually the recording of the steps, yeah.
So it's a form of notation, yeah? So where does it come from?
Rudolf Benesch. And the notation actually is called Benesch movement notation. Rudolf was a mathematician in London. He had a wife, Joan Benesch, dancer with the Sadler's Wells Company in those days. We're talking the 1940s and 50s. And so there had to be some way of recording ballets. And Rudolf Benesch devised a very good three-dimensional system and came up with this great system that we use as notation today.
So what is Benesch notation look like on the page?
Oh, a common name is the dots and dashes, because it's actually recorded on musical staving. And if you can visualise this, in musical staving you've got the five lines, and the top line representing a top of the head, second line your shoulders, going down to your waist, knees, and the floor line. And then on this we plot a three-dimensional viewing by using basic three symbols, vertical line, a horizontal line, and a dot. Hence why it's commonly known as the dots and dashes. The vertical line representing forward of the body, horizontal line level with the body, and the dot being behind. So you're just plotting your feet, legs, arms, and it evolves from those three symbols.
So you've got four grand jetés, four balancés backwards, three mazurka break.
How and why did you become a notator, a choreologist?
I went through the Australian Ballet School in my younger days, and as part of the training you'd learnt notation. It was something that I had never heard of before until I came to the Australian Ballet School. Being very mathematical and musical-minded, logical mind, I picked it up quite easily, with honours all the way. And
so you were the choreology star at the Australian Ballet School?
I was in, unfortunately, the year of Stephen Heathcote, David McAllister and all that sort of mob. So I was sort of a little bit behind my actual dancing ability. But in terms of notating it, I was up there.
Up. That's better. Balance, two. Three, that can travel as much as you dare. Cross, down, up, front. Camera. Zerka.
So how detailed and precise is the notation then? Say if the Australian Ballet wants to do a particular work by a particular choreographer, can you actually kind of get the notation from somewhere, like getting the score for music, and teach the dancers the work from that?
Yeah, for instance, last year when we did Petrushka, part of the Ballet Russe season, it was notated in Birmingham Royal Ballet. And the notator there, we know each other quite well, small world, the notator's world, and basically he just gave me the notation and I could teach the ballet. I suppose it's like reading a script. And then the gentleman who staged the ballet came out, John Auld, and was just fascinated that this ballet could be taught from the notation.
After the Sutenu, guys... Sorry, no. Mazurka, and then break outside arm up, placing front. Da, da, da,
da, da. I presume it's also your job to record any new ballets, new productions that the Australian Ballet does. How do you do that?
That's a time factor because it's a long process to write things down. But yes, if there's a new piece that someone's creating at the time, you're in the studio writing it, and that's a very much a movable feast because choreographers will change their ideas the next day. So, you know, out comes and you have to erase it all and start again, basically, or, you know, scrape the paper away and put it in the bin.
So, but you can be in the studio with a choreographer while they're creating a work and you can write the notation down fast enough to be recording what's being done?
That depends on the steps. Take, for instance, a contemporary piece of ballet where there's a lot more involved with the body. No, that's something that you sort of, you physically get up and do it, so it's in your body, and then you go away and record it. But if it's a classical step, take, for instance, the dancers do a daily class. That's something one could go in and be able to do it straight down from viewing it. Because, you know, if you've got just one dancer, that's easy. Two dancers gets a little bit more difficult. Caught a ballet of 24, that's when it starts getting it. Bit difficult.
And presumably because this system was developed in the 1950s for a ballet company, it is largely based around classical technique rather than contemporary dance. Does contemporary dance pose particular problems for notating?
Yes. Take, for instance, when we notate a second position, which the arms are sort of level with the body on the side, we know that technically you've got to do it in a ballet way, you know, with rounded arms. But in contemporary, having your arms at the side could be different things. You could have straight arms, it could be the wrist turn, all that. So there's more detail has to be put in for contemporary. And especially when you start going to the floor or you're upside down, you're rolling around, all that sort of thing. So there's a lot more information needs to be written, which the notation can do. When I was actually in London, we had what we called a committee of notators. Problems would come up from, you know, choreographers creating these new things, and we'd have to create new symbols, and we, as a group, would sit down and sort of come up with these new symbols. And I was fascinated being part of that very early stages of my notation life to be in that.
So the language of notation is constantly being added to.
Oh, yes, it is. And in fact, you know, also medically they use it now. Physios sometimes use it. Yeah, we have a medical side of the Benish movement notation now, very analytical notation.
Well, with that, or but more specifically with dance, why not just use film or video?
Film is not always, you don't see everything. People standing behind each other and things like that. I mean, dancers certainly use videos to, when you're looking at the feeling, you see that, yes, in a video. But I think... ask a dancer if you want to learn it from video or you want me to get in front and teach it. They'll probably 9 times out of 10 will say to me, you know, just teach it to me.
I think so too, Dana. I shall just look up that one. Correct. 2 mazurkas. Use your arm. If you, so, Jacob, you come in and then go out. Dana, do opposite.
So how many choreologists are there in Australia, Mark? Does every dance company have one?
No. We here at the Australian Ballet, I am choreologist Wendy Walker, who's sort of semi-retired. She is also a notator who's worked overseas. Then basically that's it within Australia.
So what is then the advantage of having a notator and having someone teaching a ballet from notation or recording ballets that are made? What's the advantage of that over using video?
Well, it's when we use the notation, it's, as I say, it's like a script. It's there in front of me. If someone else had to teach the ballet from the staff, Australian ballet staff, they would have to sit in front of a video and learn it, and most of them would have to write it down by hand, you know, word for word. So I think from that aspect, I can just pull it out of the library and then just teach it. For instance, we're starting up now Capalia, which was recorded back in the 70s, and it's, you know, I just pull that out, come in and read the notation, come in and teach them, and then the other ballet staff members are there and sort of learn it along with the dancers and help to maintain the dance that way.
Sure. inside the circle. Mazurka, mazurka, balancing, balancing.
And the Australian Ballet is about to perform Coppelia in Sydney this month and then next month in Melbourne. It's being taught here to the dancers off the page by the company's choreologist, Mark Kay.
Tombe, sitenu, face to face, back to back, face to face, back. Upstage, one, two, three, four. Balance.
And if you want to know what the Benish movement notation actually looks like, there's an example of it for you on the Artworks website.
Cabriole. One, two, three, down. Beautiful.
Well, being a choreologist, a dance notator, that would have to be about the most uncommon job that there is in Australia. If you're a ballet fan, you'll have probably seen Mark Kay, because as well as being the choreologist, he does also perform character roles with the Australian Ballet. Parts, I guess, that he teaches himself from the Benish movement notation.